Chapter 31. The breeze, the breath of God is still, and the mist upon the hill shadowy, shadowy yet unbroken, is a symbol and a token, how it hangs upon the trees, a mystery of mysteries. 1827. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 a dream, and visions of the dark night I have dreamed of joy departed, but a waking dreams of life and light hath left me broken hearted. Ah! What is not a dream by day to him whose eyes are cast on things around him with a ray turned back upon the past? That holy dream, while all the world were chiding, hath cheered me as a lovely beam a lonely spirit guiding. What though that light, through storm and night, so trembled from afar, what could there be more purely bright in truth's day star? 1827. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 romance, romance, who loves to nod and sing, with drowsy head and folded wing, among the green leaves as they shake far down within some shadowy lake, to me a painted parakeet hath been a most familiar bird taught me my alphabet, to say to list my very earliest word, while in the wild wood I did lie, a child with a most knowing eye. Of late, eternal condor ears so shake the very heaven on high with tumult as they thunder by, I have no time for idle cares through gazing on the unquiet sky. And when an hour with calmer wings it's down upon thy spirit flings, that little time with lyre and rhyme to while away forbidden things, my heart would feel to be a crime, unless it trembled with the strings. 1829. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 fairy land, dim vales, and shadowy floods and cloudy-looking woods, whose forms we can't discover for the tears, that drip all over huge moons their wax and wane again, 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 every moment of the night forever changing places, and they put out the starlight with the breath from their pale faces. About 12 by the moon dial 1, more filmy than the rest, a kind witch, upon trial, they have found to be the best, comes down still down and down with its center on the crown of a mountain's eminence, while its white circumference in easy drapery falls over hamlets, over halls, wherever they may be, or the strange woods or the sea, over spirits on the wing, over every drowsy thing, and buries them up quite in a labyrinth of light, and then, how deep! Oh, deep is the passion of their sleep. In the morning they arise, and their moony covering is soaring in the skies, with the tempests as they toss, like almost anything or a yellow albatross. They use that moon no more for the same end, as before videlis a tent which I think extravagant. Its atomies, however, into a shower dissever, of which those butterflies, of earth, who seek the skies, and so come down again, never contented things, have brought a specimen upon their quivering wings. 1831. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 the lake too, in spring of youth it was my lot, to haunt of the wide earth a spot the which I could not love the less, so lovely was the loneliness of a wild lake, with black rock bound, and the tall pines that towered around. But when the night had thrown her pall upon that spot, as upon all, and the mystic wind went by murmuring in melody, then I would awake to the terror of the lone lake. Yet that terror was not fright, but a tremulous delight, a feeling not the jeweled mine could teach or bribe me to define, nor love, although the love were thine. Death was in that poisonous wave, and in its gulf a fitting grave for him who thence could solace bring to his lone imagining, whose solitary soul could make an Eden of that dim lake. 1827. Tilde, 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 end of text, tilde, 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 equals, 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 evening star, 'twas noontide of summer, and mid-time of night, and stars, in their orbits, shone pale, through the light of the brighter, cold moon. Mid planets her slaves, herself in the heavens, her beam on the waves. I gazed awhile on her cold smile, too cold for me there passed, as a shroud, a fleecy cloud, and I turned away to thee, proud evening star, in thy glory afar and dearer thy beam shall be, for joy to my heart, is the proud part thou bearest in heaven at night. Comma, and more I admire thy distant fire, than that colder lowly light. 1827. The happiest day. The happiest day, the happiest hour my seared and blighted heart hath known, the highest hope of pride and power, I feel hath flown. Of power? Said I. Yes. Such I ween, but they have vanished long, alas. The visions of my youth have been, but let them pass. 3. And pride, what have I now with thee? Another brow may even inherit the venom thou hast poured on me, be still my spirit. IV. The happiest day, the happiest hour mine eyes shall see, have ever seen the brightest glance of pride and power I feet have been. V. But were that hope of pride and power now offered with the pain even then I felt that brightest hour, I would not live again. Vi, for on its wing was dark alloy, and as it fluttered fell an essence powerful to destroy a soul that knew it well. 1827. Imitation, a dark unfathomed tide of interminable pride, a mystery, and a dream, should my early life seem. I say that dream was fraught with a wild and waking thought of beings that have been, which my spirit hath not seen, had I let them pass me by, with a dreaming eye. Let none of earth inherit that vision on my spirit, those thoughts I would control as a spell upon his soul. For that bright hope at last, and that light time have passed, and my worldly rest hath gone with a sigh as it passed on, I care not though it perish with a thought I then did cherish. 1827. Translation from the Greek, hymn to Aristogeon and harmonious, I, wreathed in myrtle, my sword I'll conceal like those champions devoted and brave, when they plunged in the tyrant their steel, and to Athens deliverance gave. Two beloved heroes, your deathless souls roam in the joy-breathing isles of the blessed, where the mighty of old have their home, where Achilles and Diomed rest. 3. In fresh myrtle my blade I'll entwine, like Harmodius, the gallant and good, when he made at the tutelar shrine a libation of tyranny's blood. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.